views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
Find your path to wholeness with Universe Soul Heart Radio, sensible spirituality for everyday living. Join Kathleen Johnson as she discusses how to integrate spirituality into our lives, allowing our true selves to flourish, grow, and impact all we do on planet Earth. Kathleen will guide listeners through such topics as Reiki, meditation, soul evolution and growth, past life exploration, energy healing, spiritual guidance, and more. Universe Soul Heart Radio. Learn to live life in balance from the ground up.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is Kathleen Johnson, and you are listening to Universal Heart Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Thanks so much for sharing a part of your day with us. Now, if you've been with us before, welcome back. And if this is your first time listening, welcome, and I'm delighted that you're here. I really am grateful for all my listeners, and I hope you can join us every month as we explore the concept of sensible spirituality and what that means to me. So, briefly, I can describe sensible spirituality as fully living our lives on the earth plane, while at the same time understanding and embracing our true nature, which is, of course, that of spiritual beings having a human experience. And it's important to remember, not the other way around. That's really important. And when we begin to understand and accept that very simple concept, and apply it to our daily lives, something amazing begins to happen. We actually begin to shift our perspective into a higher vibration. And that allows us to view our lives through the lens of a spiritual being, living a human life on planet Earth. Having a shift in perspective changes everything as it elevates and helps to clarify much of what we experience when we're in a human body. And I'm very likely preaching to the choir here when I say that living in a human body on planet Earth can be incredibly difficult, but it can also be incredibly beautiful and joyful. Shifting from a human perspective to a soul perspective can really make the difference and bring back much of the beauty and joy that life truly does offer. So each show will feature a discussion of ways that we can incorporate and bring spirituality into your everyday life as it helps you to flourish and grow while living your life in balance from the ground up. And this concept of sensible spirituality is not about having special talents, gifts, abilities, skills, none of that, no. Sensible spirituality is something that we all have access to. Spirituality is our birthright. It is who we are. So every month, we explore different ways of working with our innate spirituality in very sensible, everyday ways that can really make a difference in our lives. And if you'd like more information about this, I invite you to visit my website at www.universesoulheart.net. And I'd really love to hear from you. It would be great to connect. So if you have any questions or just want to ask, say something, make a comment, I'd love to hear you. And I hope to hear from you soon. So for those of you who are listening, thank you for being here. And I'm very excited today to have our guest with us, Pamela Allen LeBlanc. Interestingly, Pam and I crossed paths through the upcoming Reiki Healing Summit, which begins on May 21st, in just a couple weeks. It's an online global event, and you can learn more about this on my website as well. On the homepage, there's a link to take you to the summit info. It's free to register and to hear the presenters. I have the distinct honor and privilege of co-hosting the summit, and Pam is one of the presenters. So as I was working on the summit, I was interviewing Pam. I had that distinct privilege, too. She was so much fun to interview. And her work is so unusual and absolutely fascinating. So much so that I thought it'd be great to invite her here to share it at Universal Heart Radio. By way of introduction, she's a Reiki master, she's an animal communicator, and a master horsewoman. But all of that has a really, really cool twist. Pam lives on a farm in, in New Brunswick, Canada, and she has horses. Her entire herd of horses, and most of the animals on her farm as well, have been attuned to Reiki, which means they have the ability to channel the energy for themselves, for each other, and for the humans with whom they share their lives. And as an animal communicator, Pam is able to understand what the animals need and what they have to tell us. It really is an incredible story of healing and spiritual growth for the humans and the animals. And I am delighted and so happy to welcome Pam Allen LeBlanc to the show today. Hello, Pam. How are you doing?
I'm great, Kathleen. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, I'm excited that you're here. And as anyone who's listened to my show before, they know that I, too, am a Reiki master and practitioner, and it's something about which I'm quite passionate. So having you here today to talk about what you do is just even more exciting for me. And I know you and I have spoken before when we were working with the summit, but I am someone who also practices animal Reiki in my practice on a regular basis. So I'm curious about how you got started in this work. Can you start sharing that with us?
Definitely. It's funny, Kathleen, I used to think that this Reiki journey that I've been on, I used to think that it was something that I initiated. And not that long ago, I was teaching a level 1 and 2 Reiki class, and I was describing the journey, and I went, wait a minute, for the first time I understood that the horses have been actually pushing me in this direction all along. I was first introduced to Reiki through one of my riding students. She actually is the person who wound up introducing me to my first Reiki teacher. Reiki changed my life and improved my health. And then that first Reiki teacher actually asked me, would you like your horses to be attuned to Reiki? And she was also an animal communicator. At that time, I didn't have the ability to communicate with animals. It was something I had to work hard to learn. And I said, well, yeah, you know, if they want Reiki, I love what it's doing for me, and I don't always have time to go out and give them Reiki treatments as much as I would like. And I had also become aware at that time how animals, and this is something that's made up a core of my belief system, I believe animals don't have to be with us. They don't need us to survive, but I think they choose to be with us to help us on our spiritual path. And one of the things that I had become aware that they do, Kathleen, is that they often take some of our dense or negative energy from us in order to help us. And knowing that, and knowing that at that time I was teaching horseback riding lessons with my horses, so my horses not only had my own energy, my energy, which was quite a lot of work for them in and of itself, but they had my students' energy to deal with as well. And I thought, boy, I would love them. I didn't know you could do Reiki for horses, but I would love them to have the ability to channel Reiki and release the energies that I was aware that they were taking on. So we went ahead, and she had attuned all of my horses to their level 1 Reiki.
That's really something. So this idea was originally posited to you by your Reiki teacher, I guess, and your first Reiki teacher, I guess.
It was, yeah, and I think sort of in conjunction with the horses. So she had been out to visit my herd and kind of had a sense that they wanted to have the ability to do this themselves, and so she offered it, and I gladly accepted it.
Of course. I think it's just amazing. And at that point, which is even more interesting to me, is that you really hadn't stepped into the ability to communicate with your horses yet at that time, right?
No, I hadn't. In fact, when she, I had hired her not to do Reiki. I had actually hired her for her animal communication abilities to try to help me with a horse that was struggling. And, you know, she'd had a lot of trauma in her background, and I wasn't really sure how to help her, and I had run out of ideas. So I had hired her to do animal communicating and then discovered she was a Reiki teacher and, you know, did my first two levels. And so she knew my herd fairly well at that point and had an idea that they also wanted to learn Reiki along with me, and she offered it. And I'm just so grateful that she did.
Of course. So how did you personally bring your horses up to the level of master? How did that evolve?
Well, that's kind of a funny story. I really worked a lot with my Reiki, and I kind of had the idea that I was supposed to move on and do level three or masters. But to tell you the truth, I didn't actually want to teach at that time. And I was just, you know, I had been in a pretty high-level corporate position, and I was recovering from that. And so I just really wanted to spend some time with my horses. So I didn't really want to go further with Reiki necessarily, but I had a lot of horses that I was sending Reiki to on in my Reiki grid, and that's something that you can send distance energy to people and animals who aren't in your present space. And so, and their owners would actually notice if there was a day that I couldn't send Reiki to my grid. So they would notice a difference in how the horse was behaving and acting, and just in their overall health and their overall attitude and happiness. So I really felt like I couldn't miss a day. And I had asked my teacher, would you attune those horses to Reiki too? And she said to me, you know, no, Pam, I think it's for you to do. And I said, well, gee, you know, I don't really want to become a teacher. But she just left it at that. Now I'm so grateful that I'm a teacher, but at that time I didn't think that I wanted to be one. And so when it was time to do level three, I actually was guided to go to another teacher, and she had one of my horses in particular was having a bit more issues than the others. And I said, you know, do you think you could bring her to level two Reiki? Because there's a symbol at level two that helps with emotional healing, and I really felt she needed that. And that teacher said, sure. And so she came out and brought that one horse to level two. Well, in the meantime, a couple of years had passed, and I was starting to be able to hear the horses. And they all said to me, well, wait a minute, how come she gets level two and we don't? We want it as well. And that same teacher, my level three Reiki teacher, she told me that she felt strongly that I was to go to England and study Reiki with William Rand. And William, for those of you who don't know Reiki, he's kind of very well-known. He's the head of the International Center for Reiki Training, and I kind of thought, gee, I don't think I'm good enough to go and study with him. But in the end, it all worked out, and I did wind up going to England and becoming a Reiki master in the center of Stonehenge, actually. And after the class, I said to him, I said, Mr. Rand, you know, I really didn't come here for humans. I really came here for animals. And I was wondering, you know, I'd like to give my horses a Reiki attunement. And I didn't know how he felt about this, so I was a little nervous about asking. But my question was, how high would you take them? And he said, well, I would take them all the way to Reiki Master, Pam, if they want it. And he said, you can hear them. And I said, yes, actually, I can. And he said, well, ask them what they want. And if they want to go all the way to Master, then, you know, take the steps and take, you know, get them there. So I was overjoyed and elated. And when I came home, I think I was home 3 days, and I went out to the barn, and my favorite heart horse, Big Buddy, was waiting for me. And he said, okay, it's time for my level two now. And I said, well, wait a minute, I haven't studied. I don't remember, you know, I don't know. And he said, you said that after you went to England, we could have, you know, we could move up in our Reiki and have other levels. You've been back 3 days. We've given you enough time. It's time for my level two. So I had to restart 3 times as I would remember things that I had forgotten. And, you know, and it all worked anyway. He, after the attunement, he yawned about 8 or 9 times, gave a great big shake, and then just walked out of the barn. And he stayed perfectly still without being tied or without a halter or anything as I did the attunement. And then he did all that and walked out. So it was great for my confidence, too, when it came time to teach people, because on the flight back, I realized I did like people, that people were also animals. And so I did like them, and I was ready to teach them. And I also thought Reiki was so beautiful. How could I not, you know, share that with people and not teach them? So it was a real great confidence boost having practiced on my herd, because after Buddy, then some of the other horses came up, and not the same day. They gave me a little bit of time to go in and review my notes.
Well, that was nice of them.
It was nice of them. Buddy became the first being that I attuned to, that I attuned to Reiki, and eventually the other horses and the dogs and the cats, and all wanted Reiki. And even not that long ago, just a couple of years ago, I guess that was back in 2011, and just a couple of years ago, even the chickens decided that they would like Reiki, and the turkeys. The ducks, they don't, but the chickens and turkeys decided it was time. So,
okay, so you have your horses are all attuned.
I do.
How many horses do you have?
We have 12 right now.
Oh, that's right. You have a new foal. That's right. Congratulations.
He just had a new foal. Thank you. Yes.
And
he's already done his level two. Yes.
Oh, wonderful. Stepping into those footsteps. I love it. Your dogs and your cats and your chickens and the turkey have all been attuned to Reiki. Now, what about the ducks?
Have.
What's up with the ducks?
They're just not interested. And, you know, that's okay. It's occasionally you run in, you always ask the animal, you know, is this something you're interested in? And I don't always get a yes. Sometimes the animal says, no, thanks. You know, I'm good the way I am, or I have this other thing that I do with the energy. I know what I'm doing. And sometimes the animals say, oh, yes, please. That would be a lovely tool to, you know, to have to complement what I already do. So, and the ducks have just said, no, thank you, anytime.
Okay. Well,
and
yes,
I don't force it on them.
No, of course not.
Recently I thought I should check again, Kathleen, because you had asked about them, and they said, no, we're still not interested, so.
Oh, that's funny. The ducks are a stubborn bunch. Oh, well. So I like what you said about, you know, asking the animal's permission. I think that's really important. I mean, so often as humans, we always assume we know what's best for the animals, right? It's like, well, we know better than they do. I don't think that's true.
I don't think so either. I think that occasionally people struggle with this work because they say, well, animals don't have the same level of consciousness as humans. And I agree that they don't, because I feel that they have a bit of a higher level of consciousness than we do.
Yes.
They seem
yes.
to know, you know, when weather is coming, when I don't have a clue, and they seem to know things that I'm not connected with. You know, I say I never know whether to put the snowblower on the tractor or not, but they know exactly how much hair to grow for any particular winter.
Yes, I think I'd agree with you. I think they operate at a higher consciousness than we humans.
Yeah.
And I think it has to do with them living in the present. They are always in everything, every moment is the now for them. You know, they're not stressing about the past and worrying about the future, all those things that we are so good at doing as humans. And they just have, it's like they have a lifeline into energy that is elusive for us as humans. So I absolutely agree. I think they definitely have a higher consciousness than we do on a day-to-day basis. So I think it's great, and I really commend you for asking permission from them. I think that's so important, because we don't always know what's best for them, even though we like to think we do. So now I am curious,
Yeah.
Okay, so you've attuned quite a few animals to Reiki, and
what have
you noticed about the animals who've become attuned to Reiki? How are they different? What changes?
Yeah, we usually notice quite a difference, and it's individual. It's just like every student, every human student that you teach. It's different for each one. But some of the things we've noticed. One of my horses, right from the moment that Ellen attuned her, her personality changed. She was so shy. She was just a young horse, and you never saw her come out from behind her mother. And the next day, she came out and started greeting people and you know, saying, "Hi, I'm Lizzie," and basically. And it was so pronounced. And this was fairly early in my Reiki journey. I was still fairly new to it. My students were still, you know, they were here for horseback riding lessons, not for Reiki.
And, right.
But they noticed it, and they commented. They said, what happened? What changed? And I said, well, you know, it's the strangest thing. She had a Reiki attunement this week, and they all just kind of shook their head and said, well, there's something to it, because it just flipped overnight. And then other things happened, too. You know, we just noticed they became more calm, so calm, in fact, that I had a horsewoman here who is also a journalist, and she has, at that point, she said, your horses are unnaturally calm. And I said, I've heard that they're, you know, that people find them very, very calm. And she goes, no, I've been in the horse business for 40 years. I have never witnessed horses that are as gentle and quiet as this. And so I took that as quite, you know, I guess I had gotten accustomed to it or used to it. So
right.
I didn't think as much of it, but for her, it really stood out. So we did notice a sense of calm, and that even in the riding lessons, they were calmer, and people would come very stressed out from their lives, and they would just leave in an absolute state of zen. We noticed more joy. We noticed some changes. We noticed, like, as we started receiving Reiki treatments from the horses when we rode them each week, myself and my students, they noticed significant changes. They noticed, issues and even illnesses that they had most of their lives or for a long time started to just gradually go away. And one student suffered from lupus, and all of her symptoms disappeared. She had 9 of the 12 symptoms or something, and all of them just disappeared. And,
wow.
And then we also noticed that the animals themselves had less health issues. So they were happier, more peaceful, and that they just really didn't seem to have a lot of health issues. We haven't had to call the veterinarian very often at this farm. It's unusual.
With that many animals, yes, I would say that is unusual.
Yeah, it really is. So all of that just kind of came together, and I even, as an instructor, noticed that the mix of people that started coming here was just, they were more people that I enjoyed working with and that really appreciated my horses. And so it just really brought about a lot of changes, some of them subtle and some of them not so much. There's one dog that comes to mind, and the people had owned him from a puppy. He was a beautiful Rottweiler, and they were doing some training with him, and they started to notice that he was having aggression issues with men, and there was really nothing in his past that would have provoked this. But I just had a sense that he was very sensitive to energy, so we gave him his level 1 attunement, and that all the aggression issues seemed to go away. So it doesn't work every single time, I don't imagine, but it did work in that instance, and we were grateful.
Oh, that's wonderful. So when your riding students come for their lessons, they are then taking their lessons on these horses who are now Reiki masters, for all intents and purposes, correct?
That's correct. That's correct.
So the horses are then, of course, their energy is operating at such a high vibration. Yes. Of course, it's inevitable that the student is going to notice that, even if it's not conscious awareness, it's going to be felt for sure.
It is felt, and you know, even sometimes we have people who just want to be here for the horses. Not most of our students are a mix. They enjoy the horses and the Reiki, but some are just interested in the horses, and but they can't ignore the Reiki. They can't ignore that as the lesson ends, everybody's yawning and releasing energy, and they can't ignore that they arrive with a migraine and leave feeling great, or something like that.
Yeah, kind of hard to put that aside.
It's very, one of the things that's wonderful about horses is that they're so expressive in their body language, and so in the moment and honest with it, that it is, I think you could take the biggest skeptic, and after a month or two of riding lessons, they'd be signing up for a Reiki class, because they can't, you can't ignore it. The horses are very obvious.
Well, that's great. Horses are very spiritual animals anyway, and I know I don't need to tell you that, but they're amazing. They are amazing, amazing creatures. So I know you've mentioned this a couple times, and for our listeners who may not know what this is about, what does the yawning signify?
Yeah, well, animals, and this is any animal, whether they have Reiki or not, as an animal communicator, one of the things that I've become aware of, and I think a lot of veterinarians and anybody with in animal Reiki would back this up, is that animals tend to take, you know, our stress, and any sadness, anger, negative emotions, they tend to sort of pull them from us and take them into themselves. And they do actually have a system. They seem to understand energy, so they do know how to ground it or how to release it. But what I noticed is that, you know, sometimes the residue that they can't release seem to build up over time. So what it looks like is the yawning is just they've taken our stress and they're releasing it. And they'll do that with a yawn, and sometimes they'll do it with a big shake. Sometimes a person will bring a considerable amount of stress, and the horses have to go outside and roll afterwards in order to help them release the energy. Yeah, so even though they have Reiki, they do that. What they've told me, though, is that having the ability to channel Reiki means that they don't have to use their own personal energy to do all this work anymore. And so it doesn't drain them, and they're able to call on the Reiki energy to help them, and they find it very helpful for releasing the energy.
That makes sense, yes, and not so different from how people release energy during and after a Reiki session, right?
That's true. I guess I hadn't really equated that, Kathleen, but that's true. There's often a lot of yawns and sometimes some shakes.
Yes.
And
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, this is fascinating. I'm so enjoying this. Believe it or not, it's time to take a short break, Pam.
Oh, I can't believe that.
I told you you weren't going to believe it. It's also very interesting. That's why the time goes so fast. So it is time to take a short break. And when we come back, we're going to continue speaking with Pam, and she's going to share some of her experiences as an animal communicator and how you can learn to talk to the animals. But before we leave, can you just quickly tell our listeners how they can best get in touch with you, Pam?
Oh, probably the best way is through our website, www.hiddenbrook.ca, and that's CA for Canada.
Okay.
That would probably be the best way, Kathleen.
Okay, thank you. So, all right, we're going to take our short break. I'm Kathleen Johnson. You're listening to Universal Heart Radio. Stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Thanks.
Is traditional medicine not working for you? Do you still feel as if your health isn't 100%? Here at the Holistic Medical Center, Dr. Nushin Darvish and the qualified staff look through the dimensions of wellness and start a healing plan prioritized to your needs. Our physicians assess the whole you until complete health is achieved. Get the help you need by visiting drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Amber Teal, founder of The Healthy Edge, is bringing you the hit show Healthy Edge Radio, living with power, passion, and purpose. Amber provides the support and tools necessary for you to finally release the weight and emotions that are hidden beneath the weight. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information on how you can take the next step with Amber, visit GetTheHealthyEdge.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hello, we're back on Universal Heart Radio with Kathleen Johnson, and you can reach me through my website at www.universalheart.net or on social media, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn. I look forward to connecting with you. And as you may remember, if you were here with us for the first half of our show, Pam Allen LeBlanc is here with us. And we've been talking about her amazing work with animals and Reiki, especially her herd of healing horses, not to mention all the other animals on her farm who have been attuned to Reiki, with the exception of the stubborn ducks. Now, Pam, and that's subject to change, of course. Who knows? Now, Pam, I know that you're an animal communicator, and that's a very big part of what you do as well. And it is clearly a part of your journey with the healing horses. And in my journey with Reiki and spirituality, I have some experience with animal communicators as a consumer, not as an animal communicator. And what I have found is that each one seems to approach it differently. Not so different with Reiki practitioners. Each Reiki practitioner has their own way of accessing the energy and working with the energy because it's such an individual, personal type of practice. And I've noticed that with animal communicators that I've met. So I'm really interested in hearing about your path, your journey as an animal communicator, especially because of your remarkable herd, you know, the animals who are attuned and actually work to heal your students. I think that's just amazing stuff. So how did you come to be an animal communicator? Can we just start off with that?
Well, yeah, you know, after Alan Hawkins had come and talked to my herd for me, and then, you know, I studied Reiki and all that, I thought, well, you know, I'm kind of intuitive, and I've worked with horses for, at that point, it had been about 30-some years. And I thought, I can probably figure out how to do this. And I couldn't. I would try, and I'd hear nothing, and I'd read a book about it, and it didn't help me at all. Many of the books at that time would say, you know, just be quiet, make yourself still, and I heard nothing. And that went on for quite a while. And one weekend, I was at a Tao of Equus horse clinic, which changed my life. It was based around Linda Kahanov's work, much like the way Reiki changed my life, the Tao of Equus work did as well. And the first exercise was to talk to the horses. And I was so embarrassed. I was the only person there who was a horse person. And the other people said, okay, you know, and went out to talk to the horses. And, you know, she showed us how. And it was a little bit different than anything I'd ever tried or been shown before. But I still didn't have the confidence that I was going to be able to do it. So I went to the, not the facilitator, but the facilitator's mom was there, and I said, I'm not going to be able to do this exercise. And she said, you know what, most people can't hear their own animals because they're too emotionally involved with them. Go see if you can hear ours. Use the exercises and see if you can hear ours. So I went out, I used the exercises, and I heard so much. I couldn't write fast enough. It was like somebody flipped a switch. And I'm a scientist initially, and I'm very analytical in nature. So I was just fascinated then and began to really study in earnest, you know, how does this work and how does it work for other people? And the animal communication came. It really added a lot to my Reiki practice. And eventually, as I taught the Tao of Equus, a lot of other people started hearing the animals as well. And so then eventually I was approached by a group who said, look, we don't want to do all that deep spiritual horse stuff with you. We just want to hear the animals. Could you design a course for us?
At least they were honest about it.
Well, they were very honest. And, you know, it was 10 or 12 ladies that really, you know, they'd been trying to, you know, they'd taken courses, other courses, but they still couldn't hear the animals. And they'd heard that people were hearing them after our, you know, after the Tao of Equus clinics that I was teaching. So at first I said no. And then, as often happens, I got a little tap on the shoulder from Spirit and was told, yeah, you can. This is, you know, just cut out these parts, do a little research here and add to this part, and you can teach it. And so we did develop a course that it's a day, and most people can hear the animals by the end of the day. And even if they can't, I teach a way to douse as a backup, because it's very easy to put your own perspective into what you're hearing, your own perspective and your own interpretation. But it's very important as a responsible animal communicator not to. It's very important to try to back out how you feel about things and let the animal speak with their true voice. And so I teach a way to just, for both for confidence and for making sure that you're not misinterpreting or you're not putting your own views in, I teach people how to verify their work through dowsing. And so even if somebody leaves and they're still not 100% on hearing the animals, they at least leave with the skill of dowsing so they can still get yes and no answers. And when they practice, most of them find that they get out of their way. They find maybe they've been blocking themselves, and they get out of their way and they can hear the animals. Yeah.
Okay. So, and when you talk about dowsing, you're referring to dowsing with the copper rods?
I am, yeah. That's usually, you can also douse with a pendulum, or you can douse with your body dowsing. But I usually teach with the copper rods because I'm a little bit impatient and the copper rods are very fast and accurate.
Fair enough. Well, the accuracy part is very important, clearly.
It is.
And also what you said about getting out of our way, and that is such a huge part of any kind of energy work, just getting out of our own way and allowing the energy to do what it does, and do what it does best without any interference from us, and I think that's great.
Yeah.
So, and could you just tell us a little bit more about the Tao of Equus, for those who have never heard of that, and what exactly that is?
Yeah, Linda Kahanov wrote this book, and she's written several other really interesting books since. And I had the privilege of actually being a presenter last year at a seminar with her in Arizona, which was amazing because she was and remains one of my heroes. But that groundbreaking work, The Tao of Equus, was a whole other way to look at horses and at animals. And it's what made me aware of horses as a spiritual being and a spiritual creature. All animals, actually, but the book was focused around horses, and it made me realize, you know, how much horses and animals help us in our daily lives and in our spiritual journeys. And a lot of it's very deeply philosophical. It took me, I'm a reader. I read at least a book a week. And it took me a year to read that book because it so shook the foundations of what I had grown up with horses. I would have to read a page or a chapter and sometimes even a sentence and put it down and go think about it for a while.
processing the information, right?
Yeah, definitely. And it was, and this was fairly early on, you know, not too long after the book came out. And so I think, you know, there weren't a lot of other people in this area who were understanding horses and animals on that level. And right. So it was pretty groundbreaking. Now some of my students, you know, read it in a week, and I say, "How did you do that?" And they say, "Well, we went to your clinic. We already understood it all."
Okay. So you did them a little bit of a favor there, it sounds like.
I guess so, yeah.
Now, I have a question for you. Early on in the show, you said that it took you, you weren't able to hear your horses at first. How long did it take you to be able to hear your horses after hearing other people's horses?
Well, you know what's funny is that I came home and the horse that I was struggling with, the horse that I really was there for, is a horse that I have named Honey that has quite a lot of trauma and had quite a lot of trauma in her past. And I couldn't reach her, and I was becoming kind of known as a horse trainer, and I could reach difficult horses, but I was kind of embarrassed there was still one horse in my herd that I couldn't reach. So I went there for her. And as I drove up the hill, she saw my truck and her head whipped up and she galloped over to the gate. Now this horse, it never goes above a walk for anything. And she ran just as fast as she could so that when my truck came into the driveway, she was waiting there for me. And, you know, and I went over and I could hear her right away. She said, "You can hear me now." I said, "Yes." And she said, "We've got a lot to talk about."
Oh, my goodness.
And she taught me so much. That difficult animal, one of the things I've noticed as an animal communicator is, you know, sometimes we have animals that are just here to love us and make us feel good. And we sometimes think we're a little bit of a rock star, or at least I did, after, you know, my easy horses. And that's usually when a difficult animal will come into your life.
Right, I get that.
And and that's because you're ready to learn more. And so she really taught me a lot. And I'd like to say that she had all loving words for me and sunshine and roses, but she didn't. She wanted to talk about all the things I was doing wrong, how I needed to improve them. And and the hearing, it wasn't consistent at first, Kathleen. I would hear them, and then I'd go out sometimes, and I'd be frustrated because I couldn't hear them. And so I've come to understand that there's the technique, but you do also need to find a place of stillness within you in order to hear them. So if there's a lot going on, you know, even now, as much experience, and I've probably had thousands of hours of animal communicating at this point, and I still have to be, I can't do it with a lot of noise and commotion around me. It has to be kind of still.
I understand that. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. Well, I'm so excited that you were able to develop that. I would love to take your class sometime. I think that would be awesome. I do a lot of work with animals, animal Reiki, and even though I'm able to tap into their energy during the sessions, I'd love to be able to communicate. So this has been so fascinating, and believe it or not, it's time to take a short break.
I can't believe it. Okay.
I know. Well, as a reminder, this is Kathleen Johnson.
Johnson, and we've been talking with my special guest, Pam Allen LeBlanc, about her work as a Reiki master and animal communicator. And we'll be back in a flash. Thank you.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Tune in to Lucid Planet Radio with Dr. Kelly Neff. This hit show will illuminate your senses and empower you beyond your daily stressors and hardships. Renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly will captivate you with far-reaching topics and amazing guests as you wake to the greatest version of yourself. Learn to tap into your intuitions, think critically about our world, heal emotional and psychological wounds, and follow your passions to live your dreams. The Lucid Planet. Welcome home. Visit lucidplanetradio.com for more information.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Disease, one of the most dreaded words in our vocabulary. Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know traditionally we have viewed disease as a degenerative process? Disease is better understood when we view it as dis-ease in the human body. Dis-ease means without ease. Health is not merely the absence of disease. It's when every part of the body works together effortlessly, relaxed and at ease. It's that relaxed state that lets energy flow in waves through and around the entire body. Every organ has an electrical charge, and when overcharged or undercharged, dis-ease occurs. And it is an effort to go through our day. We are able to determine the exact dis-ease of the body and design a specific solution to correct the nutritional imbalance. Contact us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Hello again, everyone. Kathleen Johnson here with Universal Heart Reiki. And hard to believe, but we're almost coming to the end of yet another interesting episode. And as I've mentioned in previous shows, 2018 is quite a pivotal year for us as a planet and as a race of humans. And I don't know about you, but it has continued to surprise and challenge me since it started in January. On a globally, nationally, personally, professionally, and so on. And it seems to me that each of us is being challenged to step up and do our part as citizens of planet Earth. And we really all need to these days if we're to successfully emerge into the new consciousness that our planet has really been struggling with for the past, I would say, 6, 7, 8 years. So, yes, we're all being called to step up. And I know I'm trying to do my part, and I know for sure that Pam is doing her part as well. And as part of our continuing efforts to raise awareness, here's what's coming up in the next few months that will hopefully help to raise the vibration of the planet and contribute to the emergence of the new consciousness. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, Pam and I are both participating in the Reiki Healing Spring Summit from May 21st to May 26th. Now, this summit will feature 39 speakers over a period of 6 days, and those speakers will be discussing a variety of topics about Reiki and spirituality. There is a link on the homepage of my website that you can click on. It will take you to the page for the summit where you can register. You can certainly register for free. You can listen to the presenters for free. Pam is going to be discussing her herd of healing horses and how that all came to be. She will be speaking again about many of the things you heard her talk about this evening, or depending on where you are this afternoon, and also with a little bit more detail, because it was a little bit of a longer interview. I really do hope you can all be a part of the Reiki Summit. There are some amazing speakers on the summit. It's an online event, so you don't have to be at any special place or time, and I really hope you can join us. And then as far as what Pam is doing, she has some week-long trainings coming up. The first one is in May 26th to the 31st, and the second one is in October 20th to the 25th. Now, this intensive training week includes the Tao of Equus Horse Clinic, as well as a Reiki Master Teacher course and their animal communication course. And that's for those who are traveling and wish to take in as much as possible of what is offered at Hidden Brook Farm. So that's a full week of training in May and October. And then in July, from the 23rd to the 26th, Hidden Brook Farm, Pam, will be offering a Karuna Reiki Master Teacher class. And that will be followed by their animal communication course, which is, of course, very popular, remains very popular for obvious reasons. And as Pam has told us, it's a one-day class, and the vast majority of students who attend this one-day class are able to communicate with animals at the end of the class. And even with those who struggle a bit, Pam offers techniques and ways in which they can continue to work on communicating so that everybody will eventually be able to communicate with animals. And I think that's just an awesome gift for us to be able to talk with these animals who bring so much to our lives and to find out what they need and what they want from us and honestly what they think of us and how they think we can do better as humans. And Pam laughs. Apparently Honey gave her a piece of her mind, so
she truly did.
Having never been schooled by a horse, it must have been an interesting experience.
It was humbling.
Yes, that's a good word. It was humbling. I'm sure it was. I felt a little humble just listening to it. And so just speaking with Pam during the break, she indicated that she has some other future goals in mind that she'd like to share now with our listeners at this point in the program. So, Pam, why don't you tell everyone what you've been considering?
Well, I've been asked, so many people have indicated that they'd love to come and train here, but it's quite far for them. And so I've been thinking and just kind of got a tap on the shoulder lately. My children are are mostly grown at this point, and the farm is fairly self-sufficient. And but it might be time to start traveling a little bit to teach. So if somebody wanted to combine a few courses and had, 10 to 15 students, it might be something that we can look at. So
I think that'd be great. So you're talking about doing traveling instruction, and you would be doing animal communication. Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, okay. And possibly some Reiki classes or doing Reiki attunements for animals while I was there. And or some of our other offerings. So that's something that I've been mulling over, and I think it might be time to have a look at that, Kathleen.
Well, if you ever make your way down to Northeast Pennsylvania or have any plans to, be sure to let me know, okay?
I think we should plan that for next fall. How about that?
That would be awesome. I really do.
Okay. Wonderful.
Good. I look forward to it. Now, as for me, I'm staying pretty busy myself because I do believe we are all responsible for stepping up at this particular time in our Earth's evolution and in our race's evolution. So for me, on May 17th, I'll be a guest on Reiki Currents. It is a Reiki News live talk show on Facebook, and I'll be a guest on that a week from Thursday. I'm looking forward to that, although I'm a little unsure about the video portion of it. So we'll see how that goes. And of course, the upcoming Reiki Summit, which begins on May 21st, that's going to be quite a big event, and I'm very, very excited about it. And I have met so many amazing people as been co-hosting this. I've met so many amazing Reiki folks across the world, and one of whom is Pam. And I'm just so delighted that we've been able to get together, and our paths have crossed in more ways than one. It's just really delightful for me. And also, for those of you who are familiar with my services and what I do, I just want to mention that I now offer past life soul regressions via remote, and I've been doing that for a while with great success. And I've also been expanding my distance healing sessions to encompass many different kinds of configurations, and it's been very successful. So, and I have a few more classes and programs in the works and more growth. So I'm excited about all of it. And as usual, I just kind of go where spirit leads me and where my guidance takes me. I have found that that works best for me, because if I buck the flow of the universe, things don't go so well. But when I relax into it and just let things unfold naturally, it's great. So once again, I see that we're about out of time, and I know I say this every month, but I am always, always, always surprised at how fast this hour goes by. I want to thank Pam Allen LeBlanc for sharing her amazing experiences as a Reiki master, an animal communicator, and her work with her herd of horses that heal. That's kind of a tongue twister, but you know what I mean. You can reach Pam through her website at www.hiddenbrook.ca. I also want to thank all of you for tuning into Universal Heart Radio with me, helping to keep you grounded, connected, and centered on the path to wholeness. And remember to take care of your energy. It's what you're made of, so be kind to yourself and remember who you truly are, a spiritual being having a human experience. Thanks for listening. I'm grateful for your time and energy. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Universal Heart Radio with Kathleen Johnson. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and nourish your spirit, mind, and body. Kathleen Johnson draws upon her extensive knowledge of psychology and human behavior to facilitate healing and explore the concept of sensible spirituality. For more information on Kathleen and Universal Heart LLC, or to listen to past shows, visit her website at universalheart.net.